for tonight's contests. We're moments away from tip-off. We'll be back with more tonight's game coming up after this timeout.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Back in Mapleton here. Well, you've heard the coaches on our pregame show, and it's just about time to get things going here in Mapleton, albeit a few hours early here tonight. First of all, game moved up to 6 o'clock, and then they bump it up another hour here at 5 to a 5 o'clock start. Try to make sure we beat the weather here tonight. And so I am assuming all the other games in the section will be played as scheduled here tonight. I know a bunch of them have been moved up, as has this one here this evening. So we told you who the starting lineups are. Let's take a look at the section 2AA tournament, which begins tonight. There were no play-in games. There is exactly 16 teams in this section, so no need for any play-in games. There will be some lopsided matchups here tonight, but this one is not one of those. It's Maple River, the 7 seed, against Blue Earth Area, the 10 seed. And so we expect a very good contest this year, as you've heard on the pregame. Earlier this year, on January 17th, Blue Earth Area did win here in Mapleton, 63-54. And we'll see how it goes this time around. We don't expect that this will be anything but a close game here today. Here's the first round matchups. Waseca, of course, got the number one seed. They're hosting Medford tonight. This is the top eight bracket here. Waseca, Medford, Norwood Young America, the eighth seed, is hosting the ninth seed, Minnesota Valley Lutheran, tonight. Number four seed, Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, hosting the 13 seed, Sibley East. And number five seed, Le Sueur Henderson, hosting the number 12 seed, Waterville Legion Morristown, tonight. So that's the top of the bracket. In the bottom half, Glencoe Silver Lake is the number two seed. They are hosting Tri-City United tonight. And the winner of this game will almost certainly be headed to Glencoe on Thursday night. Glencoe Silver Lake is a big favorite, of course, in that game, as TCU has struggled mightily here this year. So Maple River, the 7 seed, Blue Earth Area, the 10 seed. The winner of those two games plays Thursday night, probably going to be in Glencoe. The rest of the bottom bracket, Belle Plaine, the number 3 seed, is hosting the 14 seed, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. And the 6 seed, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial, hosting the 11th seed, St. Clair, here tonight. We'll try to keep up on the other scores if we can here this evening as we move along in this one between Blue Earth Area and Maple River. We're a couple of minutes away from about 4 minutes or so till tip-off here in Mapleton. And we'll see what kind of changes these two teams do here as far as what they might have done when they played each other during the regular season. As far as the teams we cover, this is about it. We're down to Maple River and Blue Earth Area. Of course, we will bring you Thursday night's game, no matter who wins this one here tonight, as we follow both Blue Earth Area and Maple River. And so whether it's the Eagles or the Bucks, we'll be in Glencoe on Thursday night, presuming that there won't be a completely wild upset tonight with TCU knocking off Glencoe Silver Lake. So that's where we would head Thursday night. That would be a scheduled 7 p.m. game. All right, so that kind of sets it up for you a little bit here. And we're going to get the national anthem coming up here in just a little bit. We'll try to listen to that on the air here from Mapleton as we get things going here for our broadcast tonight. Back after we take this quick timeout.
Lost Saint Brewing Company in Blue Earth is proud to support Blue Earth Area Athletics and Arts. Located in the alley one block south of Quick Trip on Highway 169, Lost Saint Brewing Company features in-house handcrafted root beer for the young and the young at heart. Also stop and try their 12 handcrafted beers and locally sourced ciders and wines. A great stop for your pre-game or post-game celebration is Lost Saint Brewing Company, Blue Earth.
Lake lovers, it's almost time to put that dock and lift back into the water. Hi, this is Josh with Mapleton Marine, your leader in Hewitt Docks and Lifts, giving you the experience and expertise that you deserve when investing in a new Hewitt system. Get in now to reap the rewards of huge savings and discounts on all Hewitt products. Rolodox, wave ports, boat, pontoon, and jet ski lifts. Hewitt has it all. Whether you're fixing, replacing, or adding on, Mapleton Marine offers the best savings on all Hewitt products all the time. Highway 22 in Mapleton and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
Before the start of tonight's game, And we're almost ready to go. The starting lineups will be introduced on the floor here in just a little bit. I don't know how many other games are starting at 5 here tonight, if any, in the section. But I would assume some of them, I guess it depends on where they're at. I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to look through to see adjusted times for all the games here tonight. But I'll take a look at the scoreboard here throughout the night and see if there are other games in progress. This might be the only one starting this early at 5 o'clock. Also, if you follow along on our Facebook page tonight, we'll post a few pictures from the game during tonight's broadcast here as well. So you can check that out if you're sitting at home listening and scrolling along on your phone. And we'll try to give you a few action shots of tonight's contest. Always a rivalry between Blue Earth Area and Maple River. We'll come back. Tip off in tonight's game in a moment. Stay tuned.
Attention growers, are you interested in improving weed control, reducing herbicide use, increasing crop productivity and plant health? If you answered yes, New Way K&H Cooperative Selective Spraying Technology could be a fit for your operation. To discuss custom application options using selective spraying for the 2025 growing season, contact your agronomy account manager or call 1-800-445-4118. Learn more by visiting newway-knh.com or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Sully Dahlberg jumping at center court against Wyatt Burr, and Maple River controls the opening tap as Burr wins that one. They go to the corner right side for Trio. Down underneath, shot blocked, no good. Rebound grabbed by Blue Earth Area. Here come the Bucks. Three-pointer put up quickly by Dahlberg at the other end is no good. And a steal in the backcourt after the rebound. First turnover on Maple River. And the Bucks get it right back. Gage Barker jump step up toward the baseline, and his pass back to the top to Huskins is off the mark and goes out of bounds. And Blue Earth Area turns it right back over to Maple River. And the Eagles have it back as Tyler Hines will bring it into the front court. Man defense, I'm sure, by both teams here. We'll see if either of them use any zone here tonight. As the Eagles have it, Hines on the left side gets it off to Cole Davis. Davis back around, left side. Davis open for a three as he cut through, but his shot comes off no good. Put back by Bergman, no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area. Still no score as Bromlin brings it up. Three-point try, good by Huskins from the right wing. And Blue Earth Area draws first blood here tonight and has a 3-0 lead. Pass right side, Davis on the wing, down to the baseline now, and a shot on a fadeaway there by Davis, no good, rebound off for Blue Earth Area, and Juba will bring it up into the front court, gets it off to Barker, now to Bromlin. Bromlin penetrates into the lane, drops it back to Juba, jump step in the lane, can't get a shot off, and it's back out to Bromlin. Bromlin steps back for a three, and it's good. And Will Bromlin hits a three, and a couple of quick threes by Blue Earth Area has the Bucks up by a score of 6-0. Couple minutes gone here in the first half as Maple River has the ball. Left side, Bergman on top. Davis back to Bergman. He'll try the three. That's short, no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth Area. The Eagles start 0-for-5 from the floor. And the Bucks have it back again. Dahlberg off to Bromlin, left side. Juba back on top. Huskins will try a three from the top. That's off, no good. Barker grabs the rebound, though, and kicks it back out. Left side, Huskins for three again, and he hits it. And Branson Huskins with a couple of threes. That's three threes, and it's a 9-0 run for Blue Earth Area to start the game. And the Eagles have it now. Left side, Davis gets it off to Bergman. Right side now for Hines, dumped inside in front for Burr, and he gets the 2 points from right out in front. Wyatt Burr with his first bucket, and the Eagles are on the board, 9-2 the score. And Juba will bring it into the front court. Left side, Bromlin. Bromlin over to Huskins, right side. Huskins penetrates in, gets it back to Bromlin. Bromlin will try a three. That's blocked by Trio at the top. Rebound Eagles. And Trio into the front court. Leaves it for Bergman. Left side, Trio on the wing. Bounce pass into the lane. Wyatt Burr backing his way to the basket. And he lays another one in. And Wyatt Burr with four now. And the Eagles with four unanswered points. Trim that lead down to five. 14-28 left to go on the Ward Farms scoreboard here. 9-4, Maple River leads it. Cross-court pass, Will Bromlin on the right wing. Came from Dahlberg, now to Barker. Off to Juba. Juba penetrates, back out for Huskins, and he hits another three. And Branson has got it going on here tonight. Three threes already for Huskins. And it's 12-4 now. Blue Earth Area has the lead. All of their scoring on three-pointers. And in the elbow right side, Burr into the lane, kicks it out for Bergman. His three-pointer, good from the left corner. And the Eagles get their first three, and that one from Bergman. And it's 12-7 as he answers Huskins' three. Juba on top now, hands it off to Bromlin. Bromlin penetrates in, now spins, shoots a two-pointer just in the middle of the lane there. And Will gets that one to go. 5 points now for Will Bromlin. And a 14-7 Blue Earth Area lead. Eagles ball right side. Davis down to the corner to Trio. Trio back out to Davis. Now Bergman. Bergman on top. Goes to the left side for Hines. Elbow to Trio. Back out Davis. Long three. Short no good. Burr is there for a rebound though. Back out for a three by Hines. And that comes off no good. Again a long rebound. Bergman gets it. He has it on the left wing. Bergman back on top for Hines. Hines down underneath. Trio gets a good look off the glass and good. And Zach Trio with his first two of the game. And it's 14-9. Blue Earth Area with the lead on the Ward Farms scoreboard. And another three try there by Branson Huskins comes off no good this time. He made his first three. But that one does not go, and the Eagles have the rebound. Into Burr in the lane. Tied up, forces the pass out to Bergman left side, and he'll dribble it back toward the top. Off now to Hines in the lane to Burr. Down underneath, Trio kicked out. Bergman for three is off, no good. And the rebound comes off for Blue Earth Area. The Eagles struggling from the shooting in the shooting department here early. Gage Barker spinning his way to the lane and a shot up no good, but he's fouled on the play. And we'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Tyler Hines with the foul. That's the first foul called here in the game. And Gage Barker to the line to shoot two for the Bucks. First free throw on the way is good, and Gage has his first point of the night. Jacob Grandjeanette checking in now for Blue Earth Area, and Sully Dahlberg will come out. Grandjeanette, the 5'10 senior, second free throw good by Barker. So two now for Gage, 16-9. Blue Earth Area with the lead, 11:47 to go here in the first half on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Out on top, it is Zach Trio, He'll try a three. That comes off no good, and Juba is there for the rebound, and the shooting woes continue for Maple River here early. Eritrea ball, right side. Juba has it. Gets it off now for Barker. Barker out for a three to Huskins. Good again. Branson Huskins with 12 points now. 4 3-pointers here in the first half, and the Bucks have a double-digit lead, 19-9. On the left side, Bergman around to Hines. Hines pulls up, got the shot. Two-pointer, nice driving bucket there by Tyler Hines. And it's 19-11. Blue Earth area ball, Juba on the right side. Driving to the baseline, back out for Bromland on top. Here's Grand Jeanette, back to Bromland. Long three is short, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Hines will bring it up. Up to Bergman, his three rims out, no good. And the rebound off for the Bucks. Here's Bromland, he pulls up for a three, and his is good this time from the left wing. 8 points now for Will Bromland, 22-11. Bucks have an 11-point lead, their biggest so far. 10-16 left to go in the first half on the Ward Farm scoreboard. And Maple River has the ball. Bergman around to the left side. And he gets it off to Cole Davis. Around to the right wing. Here's a drive by Bergman. Off to Burr. Kicks it out left wing. Three-point shot. Good by Trio. And Zach Trio with the three. He's got five. 22-14 now. Buck ball. Juba. Left side. And Grand Jeanette drives the baseline over to Gage Barker for a three from the right corner. That's off, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Eagle ball into the front court. On the right wing, Trio has it. Into the lane, Burr spinning, shoots over Bromland and gets the bucket. Wyatt Burr eats up Will on that one. 6 points for Burr. And it's 22-16. Bucks back the other way. Juba on top, off for Bromland. Bromland, left side. Cranjanet drives to the baseline, kicks it back out to Huskins. Huskins, right side. Juba penetrates into the lane, looks at the shot, now kicks it back out. Three-point try, Huskins no good, and the follow, though, by Will Bromland is good. As Bromland got position, and a whistle. And not sure exactly. There's a warning, I think, on after the made shot there of some sort. We'll get a substitution here. 8:55 to go first half, 24-16. Blue Earth area has the lead. And the Bucks have the ball. And Hines out on top. Bergman into the lane. For Burr, he goes to the basket. Fletcher blocks that one. Peter Fletcher checked in during that break. The 6'7 sophomore gets the block. And it goes out of bounds off of Maple River. And Blue Earth area will inbound. Bucks inbound backcourt. Juba dribbles over to Coach Swanson for some instructions now across the line. And here we go. Buck ball out on top. 8:25 to go first half. Right side for Gage Barker. Barker off to Fletcher. Fletcher to Juba. Over to Grand Jeanette, who drives toward the right side of the lane. Off to Juba again. Bucks down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Six on the shot clock. Barker, long three. Good from way out. Had to shoot it as the shot clock was running out, and he hits it. Oh, my God. The Bucks are hot from the floor tonight. 27-16. They lead Maple River. 7:50 to go here in the first half. Cole Davis, long three from the top. That's off. No good. And the rebound goes off of Blue Earth area underneath, so Maple River will inbound under their own basket. 7:42 to go first half, 27-16. Blue Earth area leads it on the Ward Farm scoreboard, and Maple River will inbound underneath. On top, three-pointer by Burr, rattles in and out, no good, and Sully Dahlberg is there for the rebound. And here come the Bucks back the other way. Barker on the drive, and he flips it up to the basket. No good, but another foul, and two shots coming for Barker. Bergman got the foul, his first, and the second team foul on Maple River. Blue Eritrea is yet to commit a foul here tonight. And the first free throw is good by Barker. 6 points now for Gage Barker. Juba's out. Bromlin back in. Barker, second free throw coming. And that one is good. Seven for Barker. 29-16. 13-point lead for Blue Eritrea, their largest of the game so far. Maple River ball on top. Trio has it. Gets it to Burr. He drives to the hoop. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. Turnover number two on Maple River. And that'll go back over to Blue Eritrea again. And the Bucks inbound. Into the front court. Barker has it. Gets it off to Bromlin. Bromlin out on top. Looking to get it off to Barker. He does, and Barker pulls it back out to reset. Barker drives in, and a jumper from in front is off, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Trio into the front court. Goes to the left side. Here's a reverse layup try there by Burr. No good, but he is fouled on the play, and the Bucks commit their first foul of the night. Peter Fletcher gets the foul, his first, and the first on the Bucks. And so Wyatt Burr will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Maple River. Huskins and Juba waiting to check in for Blue Eritrea. And the first free throw good by Burr. Seven for Burr. 29-17. Bucks have the lead. We're down to 6:40 left to go here in the first half. Second free throw on the way. Good. 8 points now for Wyatt Burr. And Jubal will bring it into the front court. He drops it off for Huskins, and a long three there. No good. But Blue Eritrea does get the offensive board. Bromlin spinning his way into the lane. Kicks it out to Dahlberg, back to Bromlin. Bromlin on the left side. Now steps to his left for a three, and he hits it again. A nifty dribble move there by Will Bromlin. 13 for Bromlin here in the first half. And Maple River has the ball back, and it's lost out of bounds. But it was tipped out by Blue Eritrea. Carson Healy had the ball. He checked in just a bit ago. 6'2 junior for Maple River. Eagles lob it on top to Bergman. Bergman drives into the lane, shoots just inside the free throw line, and he got it. A two-pointer for Avery Bergman. He's got five. And the Bucks back the other way. Bromlin near the free throw line. Off for Huskins. Huskins to Juba. Back to Bromlin. Bromlin, long three there, way out there, and that's no good. Rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles will come back the other way. Trio into the front court. Burr has it. Drives into the lane, out to Bergman. Now to Trio on top. Knocked away from behind, but a reach foul on Juba. Caden Juba, reach around, and he's called on the reach there for his first foul of the game, second on Blue Eritrea. And Maple River will inbound far sideline. Trio will set it up on top. Trio around to the left side. Bergman has it. Bergman off to Burr, and Sully reaching in there trying to get it tied up, and they'll call him on a foul. Dahlberg's first and the third on Blue Eritrea. And the Eagles will inbound from underneath. and so putting it in, it will be Cole Davis. On top, Bergman. Bergman over to Trio. Trio drives into the lane, dishes off to Bergman. Bergman off to Trio, or off to Burr for a three from the top. That's off, no good, and a big pile up on the rebound. And it went off of Maple River underneath. And will belong to Blue Earth area. 4:47 left to go here in the first half. Blue Earth area leading 32-20 on the Ward Farms scoreboard. And it will be Blue Earth area ball out on top. Gage Barker gets it off now to Grand Jeanette. Off to Juba. Spin move. Shot from the left elbow. Comes off no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Trio will bring it up ahead to Burr. Burr kicks it out. Bergman on the left wing. Bergman now back out to Trio. Trio over to the left side. Three-point shot by Bergman. Rattles in and out. No good. And it went out of bounds off of Maple River underneath. And let's see if the officials are going to stick with that. They are. And I don't know. That might have been off of Blue Earth area underneath there, but they give it to the Bucks. And so Juba will bring it into the front court. Goes left side. Grand Jeanette. Off now to Barker. Runner left side. Goodbye, Gage Barker. 9 points for Gage now, 34-20, up to a 14-point lead. The Bucks' largest yet, with 3:48 left to go first half. On the left side, Hines has it. Dumps it inside to Burr. Burr dribbles back out, now spins back in, knocked away from him behind. Right to Cole Davis, though, and he's fouled as he goes up with it. And Davis is going to go to the line to shoot two. As the foul called on Grand Jeanette. First on him, that's four on Blue Earth area now. And Davis will go to the line. Shooting two, he's yet to score for the Eagles here tonight. And the first free throw is good. Davis with another one coming. And the second free throw on the way is good. Two for Davis, 34-22, 12-point lead for Blue Earth area. Now some backcourt pressure by Maple River. Bucks get it across the line. Bromlin, left side, off now to Barker. He drives into the lane, gets it off to Juba, back underneath for a shot right in front. Good by Huskins. 14 now for Branson Huskins here in the first half. 3:07 to go till halftime. Nobody's called a timeout at all here in this first half. Bergman into Burr. Burr backs his way in, is double teamed. Back out to Bergman. To Trio now. Right side. Down to the corner. Hines. Reversed back around. 3-point shot is no good by Bergman. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area. The shot's just not going for the Eagles here. In this first half, here's a three-point try from the left corner by Grand Jeanette. That one off, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Ahead they go. Here's a three-point try by Hines. Short, no good. Burr on the rebound. Back around, left side. Bergman open, and his three-pointer won't go. And the rebound batted around, and Will finally gets control of it. Bromlin gets control, and now to Blue Earth area. Across the line, they'll call a timeout. On the Ward Farms scoreboard, 2:14 to go first half. Blue Earth area leading Maple River 36-22. Back in a minute.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Mapleton, Bucks ball as they inbound far side. Huskins drives into the lane, kicked out to Juba in the corner. Now Bromlin right side. Bromlin left wing, Huskins for three. That's off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Grandjeanette, though. And the Bucks will get another offensive chance here. Bromlin on top, pulls up for a long three. It's off, no good. Rebound grabbed by Juba. And the Bucks have it again. Bromlin spinning underneath, and his shot blocked by Trio. And they get it again. Huskins for three, left wing, no good again. And finally, Maple River gets the ball, and they'll bring it into the front court. 1:25 to go in the half. Into Burr, and knocked away from him, and another steal, the third turnover on Maple River here in the first half. 1:15 to go. Bucks have it as they bring it into the front court. Barker on a drive in the lane. Dishes off right side for Juba. Back around Bromlin. Bromlin hands it off. Off now for Gage Barker. Barker to Bromlin, who spins in the lane and lost control of that one. Second turnover on the Bucks, and back the other way, down underneath, and Wyatt Burr gets the bucket in front. And he's fouled on the play. Chance for the three-point play as he's fouled by Huskins. And Huskins picks up his first. That's the fifth on Blue Earth area. And Burr now will try to complete the three-point play. 51.9 seconds left to go here in the half. And the free throw no good by Burr. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. Juba across the line. Gets it off to Barker. Barker on top. Goes to the right side for Juba. Juba back now to Barker. Down to 13 on the shot clock. Barker out on top. Looking. Gets it to Grandjeanette. Hand off to Barker. Spinning in the lane. He shoots. Bucket went in. Does it count? There was a foul called on the play. The basket is good. And Cole Davis, I think, got the foul here. And so that would be his first and the third on Maple River. And so here is the free throw for Barker. It is good. He completes the three-point play. 11 points now for Gage here tonight. And it is Maple River's ball. Hines into the front court. Goes to the right side. Down underneath. He traveled on that play. And the fourth turnover on Maple River. Bucks lead 39-24. 15-point lead. Their biggest of the first half. Bucks inbound with 5.9 seconds to go. Trying to get a shot here. Juba inbounds. Barker across the half court line. Drives all the way in. Oh, and the layup. Nobody picked him up, and he almost got a layup at the buzzer, but it's no good. Halftime, 39-24. Blue Earth area with the lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Back in a moment.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association.
Back here in Mapleton, our halftime reports being brought to you by Hodges Insurance. It's the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago and Blue Earth Area, with a big lead at the half, 39-24 on some pretty good shooting in the first half of the game. And we'll come back, take a look at the first half stats after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here in Mapleton, here's the numbers from the first half. Blue Earth Area led by Branson Huskins with 14 points, Will Bromlin with 13, and Gage Barker with 12. And that's it. Those three carrying the load for the Bucks. They were 13 of 30 in the first half for 43%, 4 of 4 from the line, and only committed 2 turnovers. Maple River led by Wyatt Burr with 10, 5 for Zach Trio, 5 for Avery Bergman, 2 for Tyler Hines, 2 for Cole Davis. Eagles were 9 of 26 for 35%, and 4 of 4 from the line as well. They committed 4 turnovers in the first half. So not a lot of mistakes turnover-wise, but the Bucks shooting fairly hot, especially early in the half. And they build a 15-point lead here at halftime. That's your Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. Back with more at the half in a moment.
Wake up, weekend warriors. Hy-Vee's Breakfast Buffet is calling. Every Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m., dig into scrambled eggs, egg bake, crispy bacon, sausage links, biscuits, and gravy, hash brown casserole, fresh fruit, and so much more. All for just $12.99. Kids 12 and under eat for $6.99. Bring the family, pile your plates, and let Hy-Vee handle breakfast this weekend. Delicious food, happy tummies, zero dishes. Your table, is waiting.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Hi, this is Wade Barslow.
And this is Bonnie Cohn. We have partnered to create RE/MAX Total Realty with offices in Blue Earth and Fairmont.
With local ownership, our team of experienced agents are ready to assist you with your buying and selling needs. Whether it be residential, farm, or commercial, we'll be here to help you through the entire process.
Call RE/MAX Total Realty in Blue Earth at 526-5666 or in Fairmont at 235-5666.
Or check out our latest listings at TotalRealtyProperties.com.
Don't worry, we've done this a million times.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
Back here in Mapleton, 39-24, Blue Earth area has the lead over the Maple River Eagles. Winner of this game will move on to Thursday night, and it's almost a certainty they'll be headed to Glencoe to take on Glencoe Silver Lake as they are playing TCU, a team that has struggled mightily here this year, and Glencoe is a huge favorite in that one. So second round is also at the site of the higher seed. And so that is where the game will likely be, is in Glencoe on Thursday night. We got a blizzard to get through late tonight through tomorrow here, though. Hopefully everything will be fine weather-wise by Thursday. 15-point lead for the Bucks here at the half. Second half coming up after this break.
At First Bank Blue Earth, we're proud of our local Buccaneers basketball teams and want to help you with your game plan for the future. We're honored to be your community bank and your local partner to assist you through all life's bounces. Stop in and open your accounts today or call 507-526-3241 for our loan expertise. We're here to support the community. We're here for you. First Bank Blue Earth, member FDIC.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton.
Stalon Cooperative encourages youth to continue their education by offering 8 $500 scholarships to area high school seniors. We urge you to consider a career in agriculture, which can include not only crop production, but finance, health in rural communities, and environmental or agricultural research. Applications are available for those attending a technical program or a four-year college by contacting your school counselor or any Stalon location. Completed applications must be submitted to Stateline by March 15, 2025. Stateline Cooperative, real people, real pride.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
Bucks get the ball first to start the second half. They get it right into Will Bromlin for a bucket in front. That's 15 for Bromlin now. And Bergeman misses a three at the other end. Then the Bucks turn it over, and now the Eagles have it again. Into Wyatt Burr. Nice drive up the right side of the lane, and Burr lays another one in. He's got a dozen now for the Eagles. So we'll see what the Eagles can do to try to get back into this game. Bucks have it right side. Here's Grandjeanette penetrating in. Dishes off now for Huskins. Huskins off to Barker. Barker back out on top, and a three-pointer. Good by Will Bromlin. And the Bucks, who shot 43% in the first half, pretty good but not crazy. Start off the second half pretty well. Into Burr, kicked out left side. Bergeman. Bergeman into over to Trio, into Burr, turnaround shot, good by Wyatt Burr. And the perimeter guys just not getting it done for Maple River here tonight. It's been Burr supplying most of the points. He's got 14 now, 44-28. Bucks have the lead. Here's a drive and a left-handed shot up, no good, off the glass by Will Bromlin. Back the other way, Bergeman passes on a wide open three, struggled from the three-point line here tonight, and the ball knocked away from him now on the baseline. And it will stay Maple River ball. They'll inbound from underneath. Tyler Hines will put it in play. We're a couple minutes into the second half, 44-28. Maple River and Blue Earth area here tonight in a two-hour early start. Bucks have the lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. And Maple River inbounds underneath on top for Trio. Goes around to the right side. Here's a drive and a shot no good by Hines. And the rebound off for the Bucks. Transition underneath Gage Barker. Off the glass, good by Gage. 14 now for Barker. And the Eagles back the other way. Burr at the free throw line. Time trying to drive in. Almost had it knocked away from him. Right side to the baseline. Shot up, no good by Davis. And the tip by Burr won't go either. Rebound off for Blue Earth area. And the shooting woes continue for the Eagles. And now Grandjeanette slices through the lane for a layup. Timeout, Maple River. 15-20 to go. And on the Ward Farm scoreboard, it's a 20-point lead now for Blue Earth area. 48-28. Back in a moment.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Gregor Tiling has served this area for nearly 30 years. They have the experience to handle all of your drainage issues. They also do a quality job with the work guaranteed. Gregor Tiling employs the latest technology in the industry with computerized CAD mapping and the best quality maps. Call Mark today at 507-327-9465 or 507-462-3299 for Gregor Tiling.
Back here in Mapleton. And Blue Earth area hot to start the second half here. Kind of picking up where they left off in the first half, or at least earlier in the first half. They have built a 20-point lead now, 48-28 over Maple River. And the Eagles have the ball. Hines across the line. Bounce pass into Burr. Kicked back out. Trio left side. Bergeman. Bergeman to Trio. Trio drives in, his layup good, and a foul by Fletcher, I believe it was, underneath. And Trio with a chance for a three-point play. Foul is on Fletcher, his second. And the first on Blue Earth area this half. And here is Zach Trio to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And the free throw is good. 8 points now for Trio. 48-31. Eagles need a lot of stops here to try to get back into this one. And the Bucks have it. Oh, long monster three there by Bromlin. No good. And the rebound off for Maple River. And the Eagles will bring it up into the front court. Trio spins into the lane, can't get the shot off. Now gets it back out. Hines back into Burr. Burr in front, shot is short, no good. And the rebound to Blue Aretheria. Bromland up, drops it off for Grand Jeanette, for Gage Barker, and his shot up the lane rolls off the rim, no good. And on the rebound, a foul on Blue Aretheria. And it's on Peter Fletcher again. That'll be his third and the second this half on the Bucks. Maple River will bring the ball into the front court. And Hines has it into Burr. They just leave him there, so he shoots it from the free throw line and hits it. 16 for Wyatt Burr. 48-33, Maple River leads now on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Right side, Barker gets it over to Juba. He'll try a three, and it's good from the left wing. Caden Juba's first bucket of the night, a three-pointer, and it's 51-33. Burr in the lane, spins in front, now back out, shoots to Hines, who takes the three. It's no good, but Davis is there for a rebound to the corner and a three-point shot. Bergman is short. He saves it into Burr underneath, and his shot no good, but he's fouled again, and Fletcher just picked up his fourth. And Peter's got four. He's going to come back out. He picked up three quick fouls. Will Bromland's coming back in for Blue Aretheria. Wyatt Burr to the line to shoot two. And the first free throw on the way from Burr is good. 17 now for Wyatt here in the game. And the second free throw coming here in just a bit. That one on the way, good. And I got 18 for Burr. They have 20 on the board. But so Blue Aretheria has the ball. Elbow right side. Sully underneath. Grand Jeanette got behind the defense, and he gets a layup. And Jacob now with 4 points for Blue Aretheria. Eagle ball left side, dumped inside for Burr. Burr underneath in traffic, and he flips one up and got it. Wyatt Burr, another bucket for him, and that's 20 for him in the game. And the Bucks have it back the other way. There's a three-pointer, good by Sully Dahlberg this time from the corner. And Dahlberg with his first bucket of the night, a three-pointer. Puts Blue Aretheria back up by 19 again. In the lane, Burr has it, and a whistle. And a foul called on Blue Aretheria. And it will be on Will Bromland. That is his first. The fourth on Blue Aretheria. That ball foul was away from the ball. Eagles inbound underneath. Tyler Hines gets it into Davis. Three-pointer off, no good, right wing. And on the rebound, it is a foul. Going over the back is Wyatt Burr, his first foul of the game. And that's the first one on Maple River this half. And the Bucks will get it back again. Bromland will bring it across the line. 12:15 left to go, 56-37. Bucks lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Out on top is Caden Juba. Juba off to Sully on the left side. Dishes off to Graham Jeanette. Drives to the baseline, kicks it back to the top to Dahlberg. Now off to Gage Barker. Barker drives into the lane, stops, spins, shoots, and got it. And Gage Barker with 16 in the game now for the Bucks. 58-37. That's a new high lead for Bucks. The Bucks up by 21, and Burr with a shot in front, no good. Rebound, Blue Aretheria. Chuba will bring it across the line. Chuba on the dribble on top, gets it off to Dahlberg. Inside, Barker dribbled it off his foot that time, and it'll be the fourth turnover on Blue Earth area. And Maple River will get it back. 11:24 left to go in the game. 58-37 the score. Into the lane, Burr turns, shoots in front, and just a little too much on that one. It comes off the heel, no good. And the rebound off for Blue Earth area again as Barker brings it across the line, off to Will Bromlin. Now to Grandjeanette, and a nifty spin move up the lane for Grandjeanette for another bucket. Six for him. Timeout, 10:56 to go. 60-37, Blue Earth area leading on the Ward Farm scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Dance a jig to Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. Stop and see their new spring merchandise and draw your own discount on one regular priced item and save 25% off many items throughout the store. It's Lucky Charm Days, Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center. In stock merchandise only, repair work not included. Mark your calendars for the 100th anniversary celebration Saturday, May 3rd.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department congratulates our area sports teams on another great season. Your hard work and dedication, not only on the court or on the field, along with in the classroom, will take you far into the future. The Fairfield County Sheriff's Department encourages our area residents to support our youth in all their activities. Good luck to area athletes in the tournaments from the Fairfield County Sheriff's Department.
Maple River ball after the timeout into Burr underneath. Trio slid under his defender and is fouled underneath on a shot there. And Zach Trio will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls on Huskins, his second. And the fifth foul on Blue Earth area here this half. So Zach Trio to the line. And the first free throw on the way is good. 9 points now for Trio. And the second free throw on the way is good. So Trio hits them both. 10 now for Trio. 10:35 left to go in the game. 60-39. Blue Earth area leads at Bromlin driving the baseline. Quick ball movement around to Dahlberg, around to the left wing from underneath. Back over to Huskins for three, and that one no good from the right wing. Rebound off for Maple River. Hines into the front court. Off now to Bergman. Bergman right side. Hines has it. Into the lane. Trio right in front for Burr for a bucket. And Wyatt now with 22 on the night. 10 minutes to go. 60-41. Can Maple River make some kind of a run? We'll see. Blue Earth area has the ball. Maple River might have dug too big of a hole to get out here. We'll see. On top, Grandjeanette has it off to the right side for Barker. Bucks trying to do some long possessions here to eat up the clock a little bit. Grandjeanette on a drive and a whistle. And a foul called on Maple River. It'll be on Bergman. Second on Bergman. And the second on Maple River, not a shooting foul. Bucks will inbound from underneath. And Barker inbounds. Oh, and he threw it away, tried to lob it into the middle, and Trio comes up with it. Fifth turnover on Blue Earth area. And Maple River has it. Bergman on top, around to the left side for Hines. Hines drives into the lane, dishes to Trio, back around. Hines for three, and it won't go. Rebound, though. Green shirts all over the place. They get the rebound, and a foul as Davis goes back up with the shot. And Sully Dahlberg got the foul, his second and the sixth on Blue Earth area. And Cole Davis will go to the line to shoot two. That's where the Eagles are missing the points here tonight. Cole Davis has been hounded all night and hasn't had very many good looks. He makes the first free throw here, but he has just 3 points tonight for Maple River. And he'll get a second free throw here. 9:11 left to go in the game. 60-42, Bucks lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. And Davis makes the second free throw, 4 points for him. 60-43 now, Bucks lead. Grand Jeanette dribbles into the front court. Right side for a three by Huskins, no good. And the rebound off for Maple River. And now the Eagles lose it at half court. A steal by Blue Earth area. And the Bucks get it right back. That's what the Eagles needed, but not to turn it back over. And Bromlin has it on top now for Blue Earth area. Bromlin around to Juba. They continue to work the wheel at the top, if you want to call it that, trying to eat up some of the clock here. On the left side, three-point try by Bromlin. Comes off no good. It goes out of bounds and will belong to Maple River. And the Eagles will get it. And inbound on the near side with 8:29 left to go in the game. 60-43, Bucks have the lead. Maple River ball, Hines on the right wing. Gets it off to Davis. Around to Bergman now. Bergman, trio, back on top. Three-point shot is good by Tyler Hines. 5 points now for Hines, 60-46. 8 minutes left to go in the game. Blue Earth area across the line. Barker drops it off for Grand Jeanette. And a foul on Bergman out on top. Third on him, third on Maple River. And the Bucks will inbound on the far sideline. 7:52 left to go. 60-46 Bucks lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard, and Barker will set things up on top for the Bucks. Off to Bromlin. Bromlin drives into the lane, and he lost it out of bounds. Six turnovers on Blue Earth area, and Maple River now. Another chance to try to cut the lead. Bergman left side over to Tyler Hines. Down underneath, trio back out. Bergman for three, and it's off, no good. Oh, Bergman had a look that time, but couldn't get it to go. And Blue Earth area gets the rebound. Juba into the front court, has it on top. Juba over now to Barker. Barker drives into the lane, and he is blocked there by Hines. No foul called. It went off of Maple River underneath, though. And it'll be Blue Earth area ball as they inbound from underneath. And Barker will inbound. Right underneath to Dahlberg, out to Juba. Didn't have a shot. On top, Bromlin. Bromlin drives left side, is cut off, gets it back out to Juba. Juba driving left side, back out. Bromlin long three, it's off, no good. And the rebound to Maple River. Eagle ball ahead to Bergman. Three-point shot is off, no good. And Avery just having a rough night from three-point land here tonight. 60-46. Bucks still with the lead. 6:40 left to go in the game. Juba right side on the dribble. Gets it off now to Bromlin. Back to Barker. Barker left side. Sully Dahlberg off to Bromlin. Bromlin on the left side, spins into the lane, five on the shot clock. Now he shoots and got it left side. Will Bromlin did that one all on his own. 20 now for Will here tonight. And Blue Earth area leads at 62-46. Eagles have it. Burr near the free throw line, stolen away from him by Barker. And the sixth turnover on Maple River. Barker across the line, gets it off to Caden Juba. Off to Barker now. Bucks doing a good job eating up the clock, taking long possessions here. Here's a drive by Bromlund and tied up. Jump ball is called. And the possession arrow goes to Maple River. That'll be the seventh turnover on Blue Earth area. And the Eagles will inbound the backcourt. 5:40 left to go. 62-46. Blue Earth area leads it. Around to the top side. Davis has it. Davis off now to Hines in the lane to Burr. Right at the free throw line. Back out Bergman. Underneath trio, back to Burr, shot up no good, but a foul called. And Wyatt with a couple of free throws coming as he's fouled by Caden Juba. Second on him, it is the seventh team foul on Blue Earth area. Wyatt Burr will get two free throws as he was shooting on that one. First free throw on the way is short, no good. 62-46. Blue Earth area leading on the Ward Farm scoreboard. 5:19 left to go in the game. And the second free throw good by Burr. He gets one out of two. 23 for Wyatt here tonight. Barker brings it up now for the Bucks. Barker into the front court. Out on top with it. Gets it off to Dahlberg. Left side, Graham Jeanette. He drives the baseline, and we have a foul called. Avery Bergman. That'll be his fourth foul. And the Eagles pick up their fourth team foul. No shots for the Bucks here yet. Inbounded. Bromlund over to Juba. Handed off to Granjanette. Granjanette back off to Bromlund. Seven on the shot clock. Bromlund for three from the top. No good. And the rebound off for Maple River. Left side Bergman to the corner trio for three. In and out. No good. And Dahlberg is there for the rebound. And Barker has it out on top. Barker across the line, drives into the lane, dishes it back out to Juba. Now on top, Granjanette. He penetrates, and they pull it back out. Bromlund, spin move into the lane. Little fadeaway shot is good by Bromlund. 22 for Will Bromlund now. 64-47. Maple River has the ball. It's down underneath to Burr. Burr. Kicks it out right side. Trio. Three-pointer is good by Trio. 11 now for Zach Trio. 13, rather, for Trio here tonight. And the Bucks have it back the other way. Out on top. Bromlund has it. Off to Granjanette. He drives into the lane. Drops it for Juba on top. Here's Bromlund for three. That one blocked out on the perimeter. And the rebound, bouncing around, finally picked up by Bergman. And here comes Maple River, trio left side. Off to Bergman, three-pointer, good by Bergman. And a three-pointer for 8 points now, 64-53, down to 11 with 3:07 to go. Right corner, here's a drive by Bromlund, it's no good. Got his own rebound, though. And Barker with it, back out Dahlberg, now to Bromlund. Bromlund over to Dahlberg, left side Barker. Dahlberg, right side Bromlund, steps left, shoots the three, and it's off no good. Rebound, but a foul over the back on Juba will be his third, and will go to the other end for a 1-1 for Maple River. 2:43 to go, 64-53. If Trio makes both these free throws, it's down to a single-digit lead for Blue Earth area. And a timeout for the Bucks now. 2:43 to go in the game. 64-53 Bucks lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Back in a minute.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Back here in Mapleton, Trio will go to the line, shooting two free throws here. One and one, I should say. First one twirls around the rim, almost came back out, but it falls through, and now he'll get the bonus and can trim the lead to a single-digit lead for the Bucks here. Maple River up, the second one no good, but Bergman on the rebound, three-pointer, in and out, no good by Trio. Buckner, Eagles got it again, and on the rebound, a foul on Blue Earth area, and this one will put Cole Davis to the free throw line, fouled by Bromlin, his second. So Davis will go to the line here. Other games are going here. First free throw by Trio, or by Davis, I should say, is good. 5 points for Davis. And the second free throw, good again by Davis. So all of that results in a three-point scoring series there for Maple River, and now a foul in the backcourt on Maple River on Cole Davis. And Davis picks up his second. That's five on Maple River. They still have two to give. 2:35 to go. And Barker's fouled. Oh, no, that's on Bergman, and that's his fifth. And Avery Bergman fouls out of the game, and that they didn't want him to pick up a foul. He's out with 2:33 to go, and we'll finish with 8 points here for Maple River. And that means Carson Healy will check into the game now for the Eagles. That takes away a little bit of perimeter scoring punch for Maple River. And Davis, or Dahlberg inbounds, long baseball pass into the front court to Grandjeanette. Now to the corner. Bromlin pulls it back out. 64-56, 9-point game. Barker drives, left side Grandjeanette. He drives into the lane and is fouled as he goes to the basket. And a couple of free throws coming for Jacob Grandjeanette, as he was fouled by Healy. First on him, and that is six. That is the seventh on the Eagles now. So both teams in the bonus. This is two shots here for Grandjeanette. First free throw is no good. And he'll get another one. 2:15 left to go in the game. 64-56. 9-point lead for Blue Earth area. They had a 21-point lead at one point. No good. Grandjeanette on the second free, though, but Fletcher gets the rebound. And the Bucks, that hurt there. Eagles get the rebound there and drop one at the other end. It gets interesting, but the Bucks have it now. Bromlin on the left side. Goes on back out to Barker. Three on the shot clock. Steps back for three. Got it at the buzzer of the shot clock. And that's a backbreaker there, as Barker hits the three, 67-56. And the Eagles on a drive and a bucket and a foul. Wyatt Burr gets the bucket, and he'll have a free throw coming here and a chance for a three-point play as Fletcher fouled him, and that's his fifth. And so Fletcher checked back in and fouls out right away. And Dahlberg will come back into the game, and Burr goes to the line to try to complete the three-point play. 1:42 left to go, and the free throw is good by Burr. And the Bucks inbound with 1:40 to go. Parker, pass across the lane, almost stolen away. Bromlin gets it, though. Grandjeanette drives underneath, trapped on the baseline, and he throws it away. And here come the Eagles. Trio up on the right side, drives all the way in, off the glass, no good. And the rebound went off of Blue Earth area underneath. And Maple River will inbound under their own basket with 1:21 to go. Hines will put it in play. Lobs it on top. Trio for three. Good from the top. And a timeout for Maple River. It's a five-point game, folks. 67-62 with 1:17 to go. We're back in a moment.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Back here in Mapleton, Maple River is making it interesting. This thing looked like it was over not so many minutes ago. Blue Earth area, I think, led by as many as, I want to say 21 for sure. I'm not sure if it was higher than that at one point, but it's a five-point game now. 67-62, Bucks inbound. Barker, Eagles trying to trap at half court. Blue Earth area gets it across the line. Off to Barker. Eagles going to need to foul here pretty soon. Barker on a drive into the lane, kicks it back out to Grandjeanette. Down to 1 minute to go in the game. Left side, Barker. Barker, Davis guarding him, and to the corner, Bromlin for three. Oh, boy, they left him alone. Bromlin got alone in the corner, and he buries the three, and it's 70-62. And now Burr in the lane loses the handle on it. And the Bucks back the other way, and a foul called on Maple River. And the foul's on Burr. That will be his second. And it puts Gage Barker at the free throw line for Blue Earth area. 42.7 seconds left to go. Barker's first free throw is good. Points now for Gage here tonight. And the second free throw on the way, good. Barker gets them both. 21 for Barker. Bromlin with 25. Eagles with the ball. Hines into the front court. Right side trio. Back out. Burr. Three-point shot is blocked on the perimeter. Rebound Bucks ahead to Dahlberg, and his layup missed. Bromlin missed the follow, but a foul is going to be called in there on Maple River. And Trio gets the foul. That'll be his first. And it's Will Bromlin to the line for Blue Earth area. Two shots coming for Will here. Noah Lane getting set to check in for Blue Earth area. And Carson Urban for Maple River. Here's the first free throw. Good by Bromlin. 26 for Bromlin now. It is a 73-62 lead for the Bucks on the Ward Farm scoreboard. And Bromlin ready with his second free throw. And that one is good. So Bromlin gets both. 27 for him. And the Eagles into the front court. Hines, right side, off for Trio. Trio to Burr, drives, bucket good. And Noah Lane fouled him, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. Lane's first. And Burr to the line for a chance to complete the three-point play with 18.1 seconds to go. And that free throw short, no good. Rebound off for the Bucks. Bromlin in the backcourt. Off to Barker. Barker will drive into the front court. Time is going to run out. Nope, we got a foul out there on Hines. And that'll be the second foul on him. And Barker's going to go to the line for Blue Earth area. Gage Barker to the line for two. 21 on the night for Gage. And the first free throw is no good. Second one on the way. And that one is off no good as well. Rebound Maple River into the front court. Carson Urban, three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. And that's the ball game. Blue Earth area is going to move on to the next round. 74-64. Blue Earth area with the win over Maple River. Post game coming up. Stay tuned.
This is Shannon. Nordis has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at nordishomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop. Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask Mid Iowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, final score. It is Blue Earth area with the 74-64 win over Maple River. And so the Bucks move on, and they will be headed to Glencoe Silver Lake. Last time we checked there, Glencoe Silver Lake up at halftime, 50-14 over TCU. So the Bucks most certainly will be headed to Glencoe on Thursday night. And other scores here tonight. Blue Earth area with the win here Norwood Young America beat Minnesota Valley Lutheran 79-74. As we mentioned, Glencoe Silver Lake 50-14 at the half. LeSueur Henderson was leading Waterville Elysian Morristown 24-12 early in that half. And that's, let's see, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial just getting going with St. Clair in a 6 o'clock start, 11-8 the score there. JWP and Sibley East coming up yet. Yeah, Belle Plaine and New Richland, no scores on those games here yet. So 74-64 the final here. We'll take a look at the numbers from tonight's game after we take this timeout.
At the Soda Group True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group True Real Estate, your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296. If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Lost Saint Brewing Company in Blue Earth is proud to support Blue Earth Area Athletics and Arts. Located in the alley one block south of Quick Trip on Highway 169, Lost Saint Brewing Company features in-house handcrafted root beer for the young and the young at heart. Also stop and try their 12 handcrafted beers and locally sourced ciders and wines. A great stop for your pre-game or post-game celebration is Lost Saint Brewing Company, Blue Earth.
Back here in Mapleton, final score again, 74-64. And coming up, we'll get Coach Swanson on the postgame here, I believe, as well, if he remembers to come out and talk to us here. 74-64, Bucks win by 10. Here's the scoring tonight. Will Bromlin leads the way with 27. Gage Barker with 21. Branson Huskins scored 14 all in the first half. 3 for Caden Juba, 3 for Sully Dahlberg, and off the bench, Jacob Grandjeanette with 6. Maple River led by Wyatt Burr with 28 points, 17 for Zach Trio, 8 for Avery Bergeman, 6 for Cole Davis, and 5 for Tyler Hines for their total of 64. I'm sure I was off a little bit, but I had both teams taking the exact number of shots, same number of shots here tonight, 55 of them. Blue Earth Area was 26 of 55 for 47%, and Maple River 21 of 55 for 38%. Bucks had more three-pointers, though, as the Eagles' three-point guys struggled tonight. Avery Bergeman got a lot of shots off, didn't make very many of them, though, only two threes for him, and Cole Davis never had a three at all for the Eagles here tonight. And so 21 of 55, 38% for Maple River. And the free throw line, 8 of 12 for the Bucks for 66%, 16 of 19 for Maple River for 84%. Turnovers, pretty good job by both teams controlling or taking care of the ball, I guess is what I'm trying to say. 8 turnovers for Blue Earth Area, 7 for Maple River. So 74-64 Bucks with the 10-point lead or 10-point win. And we'll be back with more on the postgame again in just a moment.
Lake lovers, it's almost time to put that dock and lift back into the water. Hi, this is Josh with Mapleton Marine, your leader in Hewitt Docks and Lifts, giving you the experience and expertise that you deserve when investing in a new Hewitt system. Get in now to reap the rewards of huge savings and discounts on all Hewitt products. Rolodocks, waveports, boat, pontoon, and jet ski lifts. Hewitt has it all. Whether you're fixing, replacing, or adding on, Mapleton Marine offers the best savings on all Hewitt products all the time. Highway 22 in Mapleton and MapletonMarine.com. After all, life is better on a boat.
Attention growers, are you interested in improving weed control, reducing herbicide use, increasing crop productivity and plant health? If you answered yes, New Way K&H Cooperative Selective Spraying Technology could be a fit for your operation. To discuss custom application options using selective spraying for the 2025 growing season, contact your agronomy account manager or call 1-800-445-4118. Learn more by visiting newway-knh.com or check them out on Facebook.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Pella Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Pella Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop in to Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Back here in Mapleton, and the final score again, 74-64. Blue Earth area leading or winning over Maple River. And Colby Swanson joining us here on our post-game show. And, well, the way it started tonight, Colby, was excellent. You really had a great start, and that was a big part of it. They made it interesting at the end, Maple River did, but it was a really good shooting effort to start the game. That's what you needed.
It absolutely was a good three-point shooting effort for us right away. Branson Hoskins knocked down big shot after big shot to start the game. So much fun, too, with a great environment, with a lot of fans traveling back to over to Maple River and watch the game tonight. So just a great playoff environment for these guys.
It was. And I mean, until the very end there, you really kept Maple River at bay, too. They just never really made a run. Things kind of did get interesting. They amazingly cut it to five there at the end, but then you kind of came to life and put it away.
I think we were up 60-36, and then they ended up cutting it to five. We wanted to take longer possessions because when you're up 24 points with 10 minutes in the second half, the game is by no means over. We took longer possessions and struggled a little bit finding ways to get the ball to go in the hole. Maple River made some adjustments, got the ball inside. Wyatt Burr is a very good player and made some plays. They had some of their role players step up and make some shots. But overall, the pace that we were playing with eventually didn't allow them to get what they wanted. We made some big threes. Gage Barker hit a big three at the end of the shot clock. Will Broman hit a big three kind of to seal the deal and make it an eight-point game at the end of the game. So a lot of fun for our guys making big shots at opportune times, and we played pretty good defense throughout.
Yeah, how much credit do you give your guys in the fact that they just never really got things going from three-point range here tonight? Cole Davis, who is a phenomenal three-point shooter, didn't have a three all night, and Avery Bergman got some looks tonight, but he just couldn't get anything to go. He only had a couple.
We were really fortunate Bergman didn't get going. It was an off-shooting night for him, and our whole prerogative was to not let Cole Davis get going and make shots. I mean, when he's making 5, 6, all the way up to 10 threes, I mean, you're not going to beat them. And give it to our guys. We knew Wyatt Burr's a good player. We knew they were going to try to pump it inside to him. But you kind of got to pick your poison sometimes against teams, and we were not going to let Cole Davis beat us, and that's credit to him and what a great shooter he was. I thought Jacob Grandjeanette, Cole Davis is going to be having nightmares about him tonight because Jacob Grandjeanette played maybe his best over. He's done had a lot of really good games this year, but the confidence he's playing with is a big reason, or maybe the biggest reason, why we're on this four-game winning streak at the end of the season.
All right, Glencoe Silver Lake was up 50-12 over TCU, and we knew that was going to be a Glencoe trip for whoever won this game. So that's where you're headed Thursday night, Colby. You know much about them, really? Or
we scrimmaged them the first Saturday of the season, and it's been a long time since then. I know that they have a couple really good guards. They can shoot it like crazy. They're athletic. They don't have a lot of size, so perhaps a good matchup for us. We just have to have one really good day of preparation. Hopefully Superintendent Fletcher gives us the go-ahead by maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow to get a practice in.
Tomorrow night, yes,
not 7 a.m. Hopefully the blizzard holds off and we don't get 10 inches so we can get something in it that late tomorrow night. And we'll see what happens. Yeah, I mean, credit to our guys. I mean, holy cow, for us to shoot the ball really well and play with confidence. I've told you on Coach's Show Saturday after Saturday that our offense is maybe the best that's been since I've been at Blue Earth Area as the head coach, and how efficient it is. We just got so many guys that can dribble, so many guys that can shoot it, and they're starting to trust in each other. We're getting ball reversal, we're making plays for each other, and that's a big reason why we lost some games in January. So we're not great defensively, but we just have to be average to above average.
Yep. All right. Any other thoughts on tonight or Thursday night?
Just credit to Maple River. They've had an outstanding season. For that group to knock off Jackson County Central and have the record they do is a credit to them. And the program Chad Osterman has and the great job assistant coach Eric Ward and Drager do. And we have a lot of respect for how good their program's been. But it's fun to come in a playoff atmosphere against your rival school with a great crowd and to play as well as we did tonight.
All right, Colby, we'll see you in Glencoe Thursday.
Thanks, Randy.
All right. There you go. Bucks win it. 74-64, the final, and we'll come back and wrap things up from Mapleton in a moment.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
What do Azrael farmers and Azrael dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azrael dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in Mapleton to wrap it up here tonight, 74-64, Blue Earth Area with the win. They get back to 500 with that win tonight, too, at 13-13. And Maple River will end the year at 17-10 on the season. So, final 74-64. We'll be back with you Thursday night as Blue Earth Area travels to Glencoe Silver Lake for the next round of the section tournament. That is scheduled for a 7 p.m. start. And barring any weather mishaps here, we should be ready to roll with that one with our pregame around 6:30 or shortly after on Thursday night back here on 98 Country. Once again, the final score, Blue Earth Area 74, Maple River 64. Thanks to Kim Webster back at the station. And I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for listening. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Blue Earth Area versus Maple River Boys Section Basketball here on 98 Country. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton, by Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Kilty's Market of Mapleton, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Chaos Designs of Mapleton, Wagner Seeds of Wells, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Darling Ingredients of Blue Earth, Soda Group True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, TS Construction of Easton, Hy-Vee in Fairmont, New Way K&H Cooperative, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, the United Hospital District, Mapleton Marine of Mapleton, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, BMB Construction of Good Thunder, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Mid-Iowa Agency Blue Earth, the Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, State Line Cooperative, Lost Saint Brewing Company of Blue Earth, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, the Maple River Basketball Association, Bevcom, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing of Blue Earth, Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake, Jay's Shop of Blue Earth, D&K Tire of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, First Bank Blue Earth, Vernon Center Lumber, Remax Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont, Greger Tiling Company of Minnesota Lake, and the Faribault County Sheriff's Department. Blue Earth Area versus Maple River Basketball has been a presentation of KBEW FM Sports.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
Of somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking, she ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in stayed with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas.
on the phone, driving way too fast. And the interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up.
Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Alone in cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Today's country, 98's country.
Thank you.
kind of man. That is Parker McCullum. I'm Steve Brewer. Make it a great one. Lainey Wilson is on the way.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zeldy and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zeldy. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
We've all heard of getting your vehicles ready for winter, but have you ever thought about getting your house ready for the brutal cold of winter? Let Eric Plumbing and Heating of Elmore help you do that, especially in the rural areas, with a 2-in-1 checkup. They'll come out and check not only your furnace, but they'll also check your water systems. You can also have them install a whole home humidifier or air cleaner. Give David a call at Eric Plumbing and Heating of Elmore at 507-943-3267.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by Seneca Foods in Blue Earth. Prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. They pride themselves in being part of the agricultural community and providing employment opportunities. Visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.